Joe, Carnahan, the head coach, just your team battled throughout this game again tonight, fell behind 3-0, but stuck in there and kept coming on and trying to make something happen. It just didn't end up happening in the end.
Yeah, they've been resilient all year, and once again, resilient again today. But just like you said, we just couldn't get a big hit or kind of get some guys on and get some momentum.
It reminded me of the first playoff game here against Medicine Hat, where the big lefty Landry was able to keep you off balance with his assortment of pitches. Weston Walls did that tonight for Moose Jaw. I mean, he goes the distance 9 innings, throws over 120 pitches, and you just couldn't get him out of the game.
Yeah, that was the big thing. I mean, we finally got their bullpen going in the eighth, but we just couldn't get enough pressure on him to get him out of the game.
Your thoughts on the season now? I mean, it may be a little early to start going back through and doing a post-mortem, but I think you have to be really proud of what you've been able to create here and how the community has accepted you and vice versa.
Well, the group of players we had this year did an exceptional job just on the field, off the field, and just how they represented themselves and the organization and embraced the community. And then, you know, the city of Saskatoon, I mean, boy, they, you know, came out every game and it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like for tonight, 1,811, on a night in which, you know, it's only one day after. It could have been no game tonight. It could have been on to the final for you guys. But 1,811 show up. So it just shows that there's a starvation for baseball in this community.
Yeah, the sport's been unbelievable. And to get 1,800 people tonight was unbelievable. And the amount of games we've had, over 2,000 people this year, and just the atmosphere that they create, it's a fun place to play, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Have you had a chance to speak with your players? I mean, not kind of informally, about how many would like to be able to return that are able to return for next season?
I think we'll have a pretty good core group back.
How important is that to have that? Because I see Moose Jaw, they've got second and third year guys on their team.
It's important. Like, that was part of the thing this year. You know, everything was new for everybody, and it took a little bit of while to get the routines and kind of settle in and all that. And then, you know, next year you bring a core group back, and it'll go a lot smoother at the start.
What was the turning point for this year? Because, I mean, we saw the 0-5 start, and I remember a night where I think it was like 18-10 or something like that. It was a lopsided score. You gave up a lot of runs. You booted the ball. There were a lot of walks issued by pitching. It seemed like after that night, it kind of clicked in with everybody.
Yeah, our pitchers got a little bit better after that. The big thing was our middle infield got a lot better. Bryce did a good job at short. Anibal came in a little bit later. He did a good job. Grant Summers was a big addition to us. And then, you know, just pitchers had to throw less pitches and had a little more confidence that way. And that was a big piece to why we got better.
Joe, thank you so much for this. Congratulations, despite the fact that it's a loss here tonight and your season is done. But congratulations on providing Saskatoon with an outstanding baseball experience. And we look forward to seeing you next year.
Thank you.